Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 7, the verses 1 to 15. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 15. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, "Go to the entrance of the Lord's temple and give this message to the people. O Judah, listen to this message from the Lord. Listen to it, all of you who worship here. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Even now, if you quit your evil ways, I will let you stay in your own land. But don't be fooled by those who promise you safety simply because the Lord's temple is here." They chant, "The Lord's temple is here. The Lord's temple is here. But I will be merciful only if you stop your evil thoughts and deeds and start treating each other with justice. Only if you stop exploiting foreigners, orphans and widows. Only if you stop your murdering, and only if you stop harming yourselves by worshipping idols. Then I will let you stay in this land that I gave to your ancestors to keep forever. Don't be fooled into thinking that you will never suffer, because the temple is here. It's a lie. Do you really think you can steal, murder, commit adultery, lie, and burn incense to Baal and all those other new gods of yours, and then come here and stand before me in my temple and chant, 'We are safe,' only to go right back to all those evils again? Don't you yourselves admit that this temple, which bears my name, has become a den of thieves? Surely, I see all the evil going on there. I, the Lord, have spoken. Go now to the place at Shiloh where I once put the tabernacle that bore my name. See what I did there because of all the wickedness of my people, the Israelites. While you were doing these wicked things, says the Lord, I spoke to you about it repeatedly, but you would not listen. I called out to you, but you refused to answer. So just as I destroyed Shiloh, I will now destroy this temple that bears my name, this temple that you trust in for help, this place that I gave to you and your ancestors. And I will send you out of my sight into exile, just as I did your relatives, the people of Israel." My theme for reflection is false security in the face of true faith. False security in the face of true faith. In a time of political turmoil and spiritual decline, the prophet Jeremiah stands at the gate of the Lord's house, delivering a divine message that resonates through the ages. This text is particularly resonant for Judah during a time of political instability and spiritual decay, echoing a timeless warning that is relevant to all believers across ages. Jeremiah stands at the temple gate, a strategic location that symbolizes the center of Jewish religious life, to challenge the people's misplaced confidence. They believed that the temple's mere presence safeguarded them against divine judgment, a belief that is reminiscent of our contemporary tendencies to equate religious activities with genuine faithfulness. This is mirrored in the New Testament, when Jesus criticizes the Pharisees for their outward religiosity, devoid of inward purity. The temple, much like any religious symbol today, offers no immunity from accountability when our hearts remain distant from God. God's message through Jeremiah is clear. External religiosity cannot substitute for sincere repentance and moral living. The call to amend your ways and your deeds underscores a universal biblical principle. True worship is marked by justice, mercy, and humility before God. The examples Jeremiah provides, executing justice, not oppressing the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, and abstaining from idolatry, serve as practical benchmarks for evaluating our faith's authenticity. These themes are echoed in Jesus' ministry, where he consistently champions the cause of the marginalized and calls out superficial religious adherence. Jeremiah warns that continued disobedience will lead to the same fate that befell Shiloh, illustrating that God's patience has limits. However, implicit in his warning is the promise of restoration, conditional upon the people's return to faithful obedience. This principle is echoed in 1 John 1 verse 9, where confession and repentance lead to forgiveness and cleansing. It is a potent reminder that while God is slow to anger, he is also just, and his desire is for restoration rather than punishment. My dear friends, today we face similar temptations to those of ancient Judah, often placing undue confidence in our religious activities or affiliations. Jeremiah's message compels us to reflect on the substance of our faith. Is it marked by a genuine relationship with God and evidenced by religious actions and attitudes? Or have we fallen into the trap of equating our spiritual health with external practices while neglecting the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might you be relying on external religious practices to assure your standing with God instead of fostering a genuine relationship with him? Number two, how can you more effectively align your daily actions with the biblical call to justice, mercy, and humility? Heavenly Father, thank you for the enduring truth of your word that challenges us to examine our hearts and our lives. Help us not to confuse our religious activities with true faithfulness. Instill in us a spirit of genuine repentance and a desire to live out our faith through actions that reflect your love and justice. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.